Welcome to the Gashly Crumb Chinese. You're tuned into the only alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of abecedarian power right here on the Gashly Crumb Chinese. Amazing. That was Panic by Well Wisher, and you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Chinese right here on CKW 95.9 FM. My name's Daniel, and today is the letter W, or today at least celebrates that, because a day can't be a letter, not necessarily. But I can say what I want, because it's just me today. No producer. Just kidding, there never is one. It's just my a figment of my imagination. Makes for fun and dynamics, verbally. Anyway, Well Wisher. It's a band from New Jersey. They put out a record 3 years ago called That Weight. And yeah, that song, Panic, goes hard. I like it a lot. I think it would have paired nicely with this next song, but I'm talking between, so it's not a great segue. But I'm going to make an exception in this episode. The majority of the songs I'm going to play, it's like one song per artist or per collaboration, except for this next one. It's a record that came out earlier this year. It's from a record called Bleeds. It's from Wednesday. They put this out in September, and really like the whole record, but the third and fourth songs specifically stand out. And I've noticed that as a trend. I don't know about you, if you have ever found that like the certain like track number of a song that you like seems to be consistent enough. It's like the third or the fourth songs on a lot of records I like are my favorite songs. I don't know why. I don't know how. It's not 100% true. It's not true 100% of the time, but close enough. And this is a good example. But I couldn't decide between the 3 and the 4. It's like some records take that time to hit their stride on the 3rd or 4th song. So I thought, well, because I like both of these, I'm playing both. And then I'm going to play... Yeah, so I'm going to play Wound Up Here by Holdin' On by Wednesday. And then Elderberry Wine by Wednesday, both off of Bleeds. A record that my brother-in-law actually just bought for me yesterday because I lent him a Strat for a couple weeks. And I really appreciate that. I like doing a sort of year-end review, at least on Instagram, of like, here are all the records I bought or received that came out this year, and I got them this year. It's not usually a huge number. I'm often catching up with previous years or discovering new artists new to me. But this will be a nice one to add to that list. And it has, like, wonderful, creepy artwork on the front. Anyway, I'm going to pair these two songs up with the Waxahachie track because MJ Lenderman, I think he still is in Wednesday, at least in terms of recording. He's not touring with him anymore because him and the singer broke up. But Wednesday goes on. And yeah, thought it'd be a good pair. Waxahachie with Kevin Morby, a new tune called You Found Me after Elderberry Wine. But first up, here's Wound Up Here by Holdin' On by Wednesday. Enjoy.
Sweet song is a long con. I drove you to the earth. voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure you were alive. Angel home of an electric car reverses toward.
Lost in it.
I'm glad you found me on the radio, and I can pick some songs for you today. We were just listening to You Found Me by Waxahachie and Kevin Morby, or I should say performed by, because that song is by The Fray, and came out in 2008. It was a cover for a Netflix series. I'm trying to find the information again. Can't remember where I just saw that, but yeah, not their tune, but they sure made it sound like their own. Before that, Elderberry Wine and Wound Up Here by Holdin' On by Wednesday off their latest record. If it wasn't super clear, the connection between those two is that MJ Lenderman plays in Wednesday, but he also did backing vocals and I think some co-writing on Tiger's Blood, Waxahachie's most recent record. A great record. Some of the songs in that record that he sings with Katie Crutchfield are phenomenal. Anyway, going to keep things going with another band I'm very fond of, The Weather Station. And it's from a couple records ago, not the most recent. Lately, I think I've unintentionally had a trend of trying to play music like some of the most recent releases from almost all the artists and the shows. It's just nice to play catch up. But sometimes I haven't fully explored or played all my favorite songs from previous records. So this one's from Ignorance by The Weather Station. It came out February 2021. And I don't know when The Weather Station's next release is going to be, but it's not going to be a musical release, I don't think. I think it's going to be a child, because she recently announced, Tamara Lindemann announced, that she's pregnant. And that's wonderful news for anybody, especially someone so engaged in singing about, talking about, and thinking about the climate crisis that we're faced with on this earth. And it's always, I have to admit, like a heartwarming reminder of human resilience when people not only think about that, but are also not afraid of engaging in the future and having children and not just being caught up in the horrors of this climate crisis and just believing that, like, it might be cruel to have a child and to bring them into a world that they may not be able to live a full life in because of all the perils that come with this crisis. But it's important to not get locked up in that, because if we give up hope, then what do we have, right? So we have to keep fighting. And one way to do that is to have future generations and to ensure that we have a safe and livable world for them to inherit and live in. Anyway, I'm going to step off my little soapbox. But that's what you do to me, The Weather Station, Tamara Lindemann. You inspire me, so I appreciate you. And I really like this song. It's the last song on her record, Ignorance. And then something by Willie Carlisle, someone with, I think, just as powerful of a voice, just from south of the border. He really dazzled me at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this past summer. And he put out a record called Winged Victory earlier this year, too. So it's a tune called Work is Work. And for once in a long time, it's a triple threat. It's the artist, the song title, and the record all start with the letter of the week. Bam! I need a sound effect, but I deleted the ham horn app from my phone. Thank God for that. Anyway, let's enjoy some tunes, some folk-inspired, thoughtful stuff. And then we'll keep it going with lots more W music right here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies.
Got in the car in the cold, metallic scent of snow, caught in my throat as I reached out to turn on the radio. The unfamiliar songs, the voices sing of love, and I wanted to dance and to sing.
Vacationing where the clowns laugh and his own joke at his wounded pecker and his tortured throat. All the ashes fire the clay. Love grew 10 feet tall in the time you were away. Did you heed the call? Bitter morning, the sun is dope sick, and all the world is tied up for its fix. At the casino, we're on the scene, girls say they don't mind turning tricks. All the ashes fire the clay. Love grew 10 feet tall in the time you were away. Did you heed the call? Were you led astray? Work is work. So happy in his burning, unknowing impermanent and spitting gold. All the ashes fire the clay. Love grew 10 feet tall in the time you were away. Did you heed the call? Were you led astray? Work is work, or it wouldn't pay. Work is work, or it.
Well, there you have it. That was Willie Carlisle with Work is Work, proper workers anthem there, from Winged Victory. Came out this past summer. And before that, Subdivisions by The Weather Station off record Ignorance. And I forgot to keep playing the music underneath, because it's weather time and it's going to get to positive temperature this week. So it feels like time to listen to Skinny Papa by Willie Colon. It's hot music for hot weather, because what the hell? Literally. It's currently 14 below zero Celsius right here in Winnipeg. Feels like minus 24. It's a little windy. A bit windy. I can't say the other word on the air. You know the meme. It windy. Anyway, it's going down to minus 13 overnight. Minus 9. Tomorrow is the high during the day. Going to minus 8 overnight tomorrow night. With a 6% chance of freezing rain mixed with freezing drizzle. That sounds awful. And Tuesday, a high of, 3 degrees above zero. I don't want that. Like, it sounds nice on paper, but I am dreading the mayhem of roads and pipes burst and water mains and whatever else happens when you have a rapid warming and cooling within 24 hours. Like, it's going from plus 3 Tuesday as the high to minus 15 overnight. And then snow all day Wednesday. Minus 8's the high, going back right back down to minus 21 overnight on Wednesday. Jesus. Thursday, high minus 21, going to minus 28 overnight. Friday will be a little cooler during the day, but minus 10 with periods of snow. Of course, it's a low pressure system. And then minus 25 Friday night. And Saturday is going to be minus 21 degrees Celsius and sunny. Woof. Well, can't do anything about it. Just prepare accordingly, right? Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. Just gonna keep letting things play in the background. Willie Colon has been at it for a while, though. This, uncharacteristically, in the show, I have two songs that were released in the '60s or '70s. I'm gonna end the show though with a tune by a band called Witch. They put out in 1972? No, 77. Sick. Good year. anyway, this is Skinny Papa by El Colon. Willy Colon off of his album El Malo. And the man's been at it for a long time. I think he's still at it, musically and politically, or at least more of the latter. But yeah, props to Willy. Up next, though, I'm going to play some music from a little closer to home. Not quite New York material, but hey, who knows? They could be destined for New York or other sorts of stardom. It's a band called Wonder. And technically, their band name is spelled with two Vs, but I like to believe that because of how it's pronounced, I'm going to include it with the Ws. I don't know. My logic isn't the soundest. But W itself is a word that, in the English language, it's just two Us. Or really, it does look like two Vs, depending on what font you're using. All that to say, technically you could include W in a U episode if we're talking about bands whose names start with the letter U, right? Right? Technically? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to shake it up. It's not the time for alphabetic reform. We have enough problems with the language, English language as it is. It's a language of thieves and strange adopters from other languages. Anyway, I don't need to get into a linguistics lesson. There's a lot I don't know, but there's a lot I'd like to know. But what I do know is that this next band is great, and I've decided to pair up two Winnipeg bands because it's a W episode, so Winnipeg, why not? www.wonder is the next band. No, it's just Wonder. A tune called Never Gonna Be Enough. It's a record off of a record they released earlier this year called Stumble On. It's their first full length, I believe. And then after that, a wonderful artist known as Winter Hour. He used to play in Pocket Change. He put out a record called You Made a Shadow in 2020 during the lockdown, and I really like a song off that record called Names We Make, so I'm going to play that. And yeah, and I'll be back for some war paint washed out Willie Nelson and Witch to end the show. Those are some legendary band names. Regardless of the music they make, if you just heard those names, those are pretty good band names, right? Yeah. But hey, these next two are great, especially in the wintertime. So here's Wonder with Never Gonna Be Enough, and then Names We Make by Winter Hour. Please enjoy, and as a reminder, you are listening to the Gash Lucrum Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
So I take a solemn walk, and I think about the past. It's a dark and murky path. I see no fork to future. And when does all gonna be enough.
Measuring our time. sung all our anthem and leave this place behind.
All right, that was Names We Make by Winter Hour, a.k.a. Mike Weeb. And before that, Wonder, with a tune called Never Gonna Be Enough. Yeah, both wonderful Winnipeg bands. I'm not sure when the next Winter Hour show is going to be, but Wonder definitely plays lots of gigs around town, so no shortage of opportunities to catch them. This next band, I don't know when the next time they'll be in Winnipeg is. Hopefully someday soon, because they've released a few singles recently. Well, last year. And hoping it's from a full length to come, but who knows? The nature of singles is a funny business. And never quite so clear as I'd hoped. So I'm going to play a tune off their self-titled record called CC. The song's called CC. It's came out in 2013. And then something from Washed Out, a completely different vibe, more or less, but from a much newer record, a song called Running Away from his album Notes from a Quiet Life that came out last year. Yeah, see, we'll get those two in your ears and then try and close out with a Willie Nelson song and a song by Witch. In the meantime, please enjoy the inimitable War Paint.
So good. So good.
Thank you.
Running Away by Washed Out. Before that, CC by Warpaint. I'm going to close the show out with two wonderful tunes. This one's called Red-Headed Stranger. From Blue Rock, Montana. From the record of the same name by Willie Nelson. The record came out in 1975, so 2 years before the last song of the show, by Witch, the band called Witch from the great Zamrock Sounds of the 70s, a tune called Entedela Cumbi, and I'm just going to shut up and play them. Have a good week. Sorry, Willie. It's your turn now. Take care, everybody.
On the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stag that cast greedy eyes on the bay. How could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had written she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow. He's hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course. For you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. This is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stag, and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again.
Tenela kumbi,
nyama ya kusenga ntari kumanya.
Tenela kumbi,
nyama ya kusenga ntari kumanya.
Tenela kumbi,
nyama ya kusenga ntari kumanya.